Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And there we go, Bub. Good Saturday morning to you, coming live from the Bub's Exotic Motorsports broadcast studios here in beautiful, sunny South Florida. How are you, babe?
I'm doing really good so far, man. How about yourself?
Good week. Tired. I'm tired, as you know. Hanging in there. Everything's good. Had another strange experience at 3 o'clock this morning, Bub.
Well, what was it? Are you going to tell everybody or just kind of leave it like that?
Well, you know, it's kind of typically one of those things that I normally go through. I'm known as being a little bit destructive and banging around and stuff like that. So 2 o'clock this morning, I finally
this
got
is
my
true.
Yeah, that's right. 2 o'clock this man, the audio levels sound great today.
Yeah, I got them sounding really good right now, dude. Good job, all these producers, I'm throwing them all out of here.
Are you?
Because every one of them, dude.
Really, well, you were working really hard.
I got this thing done over here. That's it's a wrap. Right.
Good morning. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. .com. We all know about that, right? And how about this, man? How about Miss Outlaw? Let's give a big shout out to Miss Outlaw Boutique, man. MSOutlawBoutique.com. That's like the most wonderful boutique out there, Bub. It's crazy. There's all kinds of great stuff over there that Layla's got going.
Man, I'll tell you what, dude. It's you know, just watching over the past year, you know, the transformation she's done. You know, it's really, really cool to, you know, not only her, you know, and just the association there and her being my fiance, but also just, I mean, watching any business grow and being successful while doing it is a super cool thing, you know, because it's, you know, a lot of people out there that, you know, they don't wish success on new businesses. They kind of, you know, look for ways to hit you down. And thanks. That's my volume knob there, Dick Knocker.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Use the one that says T-O-M.
Your mic,
that's Tom.
Your mic is super hot again today. So, it sounds great, Bub.
So you want to turn down the one that says Tom, by the way, not Bub. You see that? See those letters right there? Put your glasses on. You'll see them.
That's so go ahead. You were saying.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, just watching the transformation, you know, she's gone from LV8 Inc. to Miss Outlaw Boutique. There was a huge change there. At Studio LV8, then she turns it into MOB, Miss Outlaw Boutique, and now it's absolutely insane, dude. I mean, everything from, you know, the marketing side of it, the social media side, the presentation, you know, the girls that are out doing the stuff at events and concerts and, you know, car shows. I mean, everything you could possibly imagine. She's literally flooding the area with product, and it's starting to show. You know, it's literally all around not only South Florida, but her online store is up. She's got orders going out all across the world. And it's insane, dude. It's really, really cool.
She's incredible, man. Wonderful, wonderful girl. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695.
Have you seen your forehead today?
Moving on, Bob. Moving on, moving on, moving on.
So we come in yesterday.
Monkey in Paradise.
I want to finish my story. Continue about this because it'll lead off of Monkey in Paradise.
Monkey in Paradise is the two-time double gold winner. Brewed right here in West Palm Beach. Monkey in Paradise is the social vodka. And they remind you, Bub.
Drink responsibly.
Right on.
Which a lot of people here need to know this. For some reason, my crew cannot drink responsibly.
Oh, Craig got his. I don't know what happened to Craig the other night. Well, but he swears the hose.
He swears that a hose did it.
Yeah.
A hose laid this guy on the ground?
No.
What kind of hose was this? A rattlesnake hose?
Craig got laid out.
Is a cobra?
Yeah. And it's not the first time he's come out of the bars and having gotten laid
this
out.
This guy, dude. The entire left side of his face looks like he got in a car accident, and he's telling me that the hose reel did it.
Yeah, no, the hose reel didn't do it, Bub.
So what's your story then? Because the entire left side of your face is whack, too.
Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, the exotic car guru and salesman of the stars, Tony Rienzi. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We're out there the what day is it this month, Bub? 27th?
27th of August is going to be Cars and Coffee Palm Beach this August.
Yes, that's right, it is. And we go racing next weekend, don't we? We're not under the lights. We're just
next weekend is the 12th or something, I think.
Yeah,
it's an all day Saturday track day.
Are we going to be out there?
No, because we have like three events booked that day.
I think I need to reach out to Gino.
Saturday or Sunday, but it's full track day. So it's going to be, you know, all hooked on driving. So it'll be Group A, Group B, Group C.
Yep.
Or 1, 2, 3, whichever you're familiar with. You know, all of that stuff can be seen at our website at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com under the BEM Racing tab. or by going to hookedondriving.com, and you can see all the layout. It's really nice because it has all the flag diagrams on there, how to understand it. And if you don't even have any of that stuff, come out to the track. You can actually run by and get one of the Grassroots Motorsports books. That'll even help you on the track as well with understanding of passing, point buys, and also your group class and how to set your rides up.
I'm going to have Gio, our rally car champion and race driver, call us at 9:30. We are live this week, Bub, at another track, so I'll have him call in as well. So you were asking what happened to my head.
Let's hear it.
I have been doing some I've been trying to get some things done around the house, and it's required some late nights. So at like 1 o'clock this morning, I just go, you know, I'm tired. I just need to relax. I want to go sit outside. So I went out and sat by the pool for a few minutes, right? And listening to the traffic, you know, that's off in the distance. I can hear a little bit of the traffic going by. You know, it's almost like a gentle breeze flowing through the trees, right?
Okay.
From the turnpike.
I feel like you're just not getting to the point for some reason.
So I'm like, okay, I've sat outside. It's 1:30, quarter to two.
By the way, is dumb in itself right there. Most people are asleep by 10, 11, especially if you want really good muscle growth. 6 to 8 hours of sleep.
I get it.
Should get you strong.
I get it.
Whatever you got going on, you got to figure it out.
Yep. But, well, I've just not been sleeping, man. I've been really, really, really anxious lately, and I just haven't been sleeping. So I and you've got the Lloyd mind, man. You know how it works. It just never shuts
off. I do,
off.
But I know I got to get to sleep because I got to grow my muscle, dude. What's the point of going to the gym and working out and making yourself right a on. Lot of pain if you don't freaking let it grow?
Right on.
You got to let it grow. That's the point of it.
So anyways, I fall asleep. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I get a shower, fall asleep, 2 o'clock in the morning. Uh-huh. At three, I've got to go pee, right? So I get up.
Okay.
I've walked my house 1,000 times, man.
Yeah.
Get up, get out of the bed. Go into the bathroom, turn left towards the toilet, and guess what I do? I walk right into the corner of the wall, and I just said, oh, shit. I didn't mean to say that, Bob. Sorry.
Yeah, but I definitely didn't push a beat button on that one.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. So I reach up, grab my forehead, and I'm thinking, no lights are on at this point, right? I'm like, let me check and see if I'm feeling any blood, and it is just flowing at this point. I'm like, are you kidding me? I just fell asleep. So I grab a piece of toilet paper, put it over the wound, right? Mm-hmm. And then walk out into the laundry room area where we've got super glue, right?
Yeah.
Go back into the bathroom, grab some alcohol, throw it on the wound. Now I'm screaming in high fashion, and I glue my head shut. So that's where we are today.
Wow. So you were hanging out with Craig, and the same hose got you too, huh?
No, Bob. I'm telling you, it's just like sometimes you get those bad runs of luck, and you just can't break them, man.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. I don't seem to have that bad run of luck, except for when. Oh, man. Never mind.
Except for when what?
Just leave it alone, dude. Moving on.
I want to hear it. Yeah.
All right. Monkey in Paradise reminds you, drink responsibly. If you do not, you end up with a gash in the bottom of your foot from running down the street butt naked.
Yeah. So how about that? I walk right into the corner of the wall. The blood's flowing everywhere. I'm looking down. There's spots of blood like hitting the marble tile in the bathroom. I'm like, Jesus, you think I can at least keep the blood off the throw carpets and everything, right?
Yeah, right.
And the glue job that I did wasn't too bad, Bub, but I was like, my eyes are half closed and half open, and I'm like, I can't even think about well, hold on, I just glued it shut. I didn't even worry about squeezing it shut. I just glued it shut. So how do I look, man? How'd I do? Not bad. Come on.
Okay. It almost, Jesus, man.
No, give it up.
Have you ever done like a charity event where you've gone and actually helped out you know, kindergartners, first grade, you know, class students like that?
I never graduated first grade. I'm still in it.
Exactly. So it's almost like that. If you typically have ever done something like that, when you go and you just spend a day helping out younger ones, and you know, there's like glue sticks everywhere, and there's just glue all over the place. Yep. Elmer's glue bottles with the orange cap on top. Kind of looks like that's what you did. It's all over your head.
Is it, man?
It's bad, dude. It's a wreck.
Right. But I did my best I could, right?
Yeah.
Too late now.
We've got one. Mike Jackson calls it the fire hose. So we'll see what that is.
Yeah. Well, Mike Jackson's had his share of problems with fire hoses as well.
Yeah, he has.
You know, so it's just been one of those weird nights. It's just, I don't know, Bob. I don't know what you want me to say. I really, really don't.
Yeah, I have no idea, dude. It's true story, though.
Yep. True story, man. How about that, man?
Yep.
Can you believe that happened, though?
No, I believe it. All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to have Gio Hammerback, our rally and race car driver, calling in here shortly. He's going to talk a little bit about what's going on. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team is running today, Bub.
Yep, this is true.
So we're out there running around.
And he's at Sebring, I believe.
Sebring, yeah, man.
He's like northwest a little bit.
Yep,
yes.
Yep. That's a big track, bub. That's a big Florida, track for us.
Really, really crazy track. That's where they do a lot of Le Mans racing. Yep. So serious high horsepower rides, a lot of formula style cars up there. Mm-hmm. So I know Gio's up there just freaking ear to ear smile.
Yep. He's just having a really good time. We're going to have him call in, bub. He's doing really well out there. Got a lot of people listening, I see today. A lot of people watching out there today. I want to say good morning to Mike, of course, Mike Jackson, who is one of our techs out there. Gio Hammerback, Team BEM at Sebring International Raceway. Thank you, Gio Hammerback. Please, Gio, call in. You are the race and rally driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team. I'd like for you to call in. Jeff, good morning from Morpheus Wraps, man. Morpheus Wraps is one of the Morpheus Designs is one of the sponsors, their title sponsor of the of doing a Bubba style. And those guys are listening down there at Morpheus today, just killing it, bub.
Really good stuff, man. Doing a lot of good things, man. They're turning out a lot of nasty work. And if you guys have not seen their products, go out to Instagram. It's one of the local hotspots lately in our industry is Instagram, man. It's live. It's straight from everyone's pocket. It's, you know, it's true to your phone. It's not, you know, it's not based off computers and marketing guys. It's literally based off of a phone in your pocket. So, you know, you're getting the truthful thing. Go out and look at Morpheus Wraps Instagram. And it is insane. Some of the stuff they just did that lime green.
How about
Lambo.
That, man? The Lambo. Oh, they God, did a great dude. Job, man. Beautiful.
I think
job.
I might have to drop the Porsche off and turn it into green.
You know what? It's funny.
That thing's an animal, dude. Beautiful. I love that matte color.
Beautifully done. I'll tell you what, but hey, good morning to Shelly out there on the west coast of Florida listening to us. She's doing a family reunion out there. So good morning to her and her family. Good morning to Stacy here local in the Jupiter, Florida area. She's out there listening as well. So good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, Bob.
I just figured out how to share this link on my phone. I want you to know.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I don't know. It just popped up and said share this with all of your friends so they can see too. So I just did it.
There you go, bub.
Never knew I could do that, by the way.
No?
Learn something every day, don't you?
Hey, bub, we're going to talk a little bit today about modern performance or performance in today's exotic cars. It's something you've really focused the business on lately. Mm-hmm. Yesterday you did an Alfa Romeo 4C. The owner was absolutely blown away at the quality of work that you did, and he kept going out and checking. He's like, you know, he's out there detailing the brake calipers. And I said, yeah. He goes, do you know he's out there with a torque wrench setting the torque to 72 foot-pounds? I said, yeah, that's Bub. He goes, have you seen his toolbox? I said, have I seen his toolbox? Holy Christ. I've been working with him for 15 years. Yes, I know this business. Hey,
so super funny, man. So that car comes in, right? It's a 2017, brand new, right off Alpha's floor.
Should we have one of those, Bub?
Definitely going to have a couple of them for sure.
Why don't we do that today?
I'm going to look at that. So
why don't we do that today?
Those things are really, really fun. I kid you not, dude. That is for the price of that car. When you compare that to like a Ferrari F430,
yes,
that is an absolute animal of a car, dude. It's super, super fun. Factory turbocharged, plenty of power, lightweight, 50-50 weight ratio, super perfect for the track. They have a super exotic look to these things. It looks like a baby
really
Lamborghini,
does,
almost like a baby McLaren. Nothing wrong with that. But you know what? If you don't want to go out and spend $200, $300, $400, $500, $600, even $1 million on a car,
yep,
this is that kind of car, man.
So, Bub, one of the things, though, I noticed was like I'm very, very anal about people dragging their feet.
You're what?
Anal. About people dragging.
What?
Anal. About people dragging their feet.
You mean picky?
Yes, I'm very, very anal about people dragging their feet over the door sills. The door sills, for people who don't know, is the plastic piece or the metal piece that separates the outside from the inside of the car. Mm-hmm. It runs, the door closes over the top of it.
Yeah.
You lift your legs over it to get in, right?
Right.
I'm very, very picky in particular about that. I'm very finicky about my cars. You work very hard to provide me with a very nice lifestyle,
uh-huh.
and I don't want it destroyed, okay?
Right.
So our Porsches, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches, are very hard to get in and out of. A lady has to literally lift her legs. How do I say this respectfully?
Here it comes. Can you just move on?
Women with short dresses have a problem swinging their legs in and out. Okay,
there we go.
Right? So I worry, as I drove that car yesterday to see what it was like, I worry how deep the gunnels are in that car, because you sit so low that it would be very hard for a lady to get her legs up and out without dragging across the carbon fiber sill plate.
Oh, for sure. No, that car is, you know, what's funny is that's actually probably out of every car I've ever done. And I'm talking driven, being honored to be asked to come out to, you know, VIP cocktail parties and releases on vehicles, stuff that's not even hit the world yet. You know, I've been around a lot of high end and insane rides. I'll tell you what, man, when I literally got in that car, that was probably the one car that I got in and fit like a freaking glove, dude. You wouldn't think so.
No,
from a size standpoint, yeah, but when you were I dropped into that sucker. Mm-hmm. Now I mentioned, I literally dropped into this car. Yep. So you're literally like, when you step into this car, it's the car's already low, like maybe at your belt line naturally is how high the roof is. So naturally it's a really low car, but when you open the door and you realize that it's not low, like you think, it's lower. So the seats are literally almost sitting on the ground, the way that when you open the door, you have like this 6-inch lip.
Yeah.
And then you actually step down into the car to get into it. So you drop into this thing like a little race car bucket. So really, really cool. The whole tub of this car is all carbon fiber. So it has a great, great, great look to it. I'd say those were probably a quarter or 3/8 grain square carbon fiber, the way that they did the weave on it for structure. Really cool the way it was done. And, you know, even here, look, even Mike Jackson says that, that carbon fiber, though, I'm telling you, dude, the car is an animal. But surprisingly, 2,780 pounds, right? So Mike was curious yesterday. He said, man, this thing can't be more than 2,000 pounds, you know, 400 plus horsepower. That's an absolute animal. Super fun to work with. But I'll tell you what, this car was just at 2,800 pounds. Really shocked both of us because that's pretty heavy for an all carbon car.
It is
pretty heavy.
And that's something you were talking to Donnie about yesterday was the weight of that car. And I really like it, but why don't we go out and get a couple of those?
Now, here's an even better one. So let me tell you, this is the quality of the guys that we run with, right? So when you think about the fact that, you know, you mentioned it's something you're super picky about, myself also, door sill plates are nothing more than a door sill plate. A lot of cars, if they get scuffed, you can pop them up there on clips and replace them with a new one from Porsche, from Ferrari, from Lamborghini. This car, however, it's the carbon tub, right?
Right.
So it's one piece. It's molded to the body. If you scratch it, you've got a wet sand to buff it out. Yep. Luckily, it's carbon. It's under clear coat. And you can do that unless you do a deep gouge, right?
And carbon is not easy to replace. It's expensive, Bob.
No, you're typically not replacing carbon. That's in the actual weave.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so don't get in the game if you can't afford to play.
Right. So one of the things that Jeff just hit us from Morpheus with, again, we just roll with big, big name guys.
I'm sorry.
You know, when you're working with these guys that do this stuff, they understand what it takes to protect and preserve that kind of stuff.
Well, look at what Jeff said.
Expel over that carbon fiber, which is an actual wrap or covering that's very heavy duty. So if you do put that layer on there, again, you can get it clear. You can get it in whatever color you want it so that you can still see the carbon grain. If you run your freaking foot across it, who cares?
And you know what? The guys down at Morpheus Designs, they can install that Expel. I mean, no problem at all. Just check them out on online, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Morpheus Designs. Look for Jeff and Jesse, man. Those are good, good people. And I'll tell you, Jeff's an animal, man. He's an animal like you and I. He is a private pilot. And he flies dignitaries all over the world. And he worked till 2 o'clock in the morning down at Morpheus. They reset the graphics room, Bob. And then he got in and flew all day out to Alaska. And I know that was a very, very, very long day for him. But, you know, it tells you about the kind of people that the Lion Pride is built of, man.
Well, it's strength, it's quality, it's solid. You know, everybody brings something good to the table. And, you know, you just can't ask for much more than that. And it's a beautiful relationship we've got with everybody out there. Because everybody does bring their own strengths to the table that combines one ginormous, you know, just mass that is, you can do anything and accomplish anything you can imagine, which is amazing.
That's correct. I mean, from DNA Surface Concepts with Sean Kelly and Deviate Motorsports over there with Kerry Jones and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Tony Rienzi, Torque Auto Story, Morpheus Designs. I mean, they are the best automotive businessmen in the world right here in South Florida.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's solid. It's pure strength, man. It's you know, you can't ask for much more than that when you just have the quality rolling in numbers like that.
It's crazy, man. Good morning to Mark Hoffman up there in Maryland. I think that's where he's from. Good morning, Tom, Bubba, and Big Money. Big Money's not with us today. FYI, we had a win last night at the dirt track. Mark Hoffman's been a longtime fan of ours, and he is a dirt track racer, Bub. So good morning and congratulations to him.
So I was watching something yesterday for some reason, because a lot of this rallycross stuff we're doing right now with Team BEM. So
exciting,
I know that Gio is he's pretty much an adrenaline monkey. We can leave it at that. I mean, he likes to go full throttle, even when he's doing, you know, his on-road, off-road, the rallycross, when he's doing drifting, when he's doing just road racing. This is a guy that literally stays in it. I mean,
he doesn't get out.
He is hashtag stay in it. Like, that's it.
He doesn't get out of it.
So even when he starts to feel that car come loose, it is like left foot braking while he's still right foot in it, full throttle all the time. That's just pure adrenaline. That's knowing your confidence level. That's knowing your skill set and just pushing the cars to the limit. I was watching last night because Gio's done a lot against everybody knows Travis Pastrana, right?
Yes, he has.
So he's done a lot against him, a lot of competition, and a lot of pure strength. Yeah, man, you know, both ways, both times. You know, it's been insane. And I'll tell you what, dude, I was watching a rally cross last night with Travis Pastrana heading it up, knowing that that's where Gio is literally in his comfort zone is doing the rally cross. You're talking edges of cliffs where if you're sideways,
you're
one wheel's hanging off of that cliff, right? Yep. Pretty crazy stuff. And, you know, even Travis was saying when they did, you know, they interviewed him after his race. It's like, dude, I don't know if I was like 98% scared or 98% like full throttle excited.
Mm-hmm.
Ballsy.
Yep.
Very ballsy. Top of a mountain, cars just rolling off the edges. If you don't have a platform that's set up for it, it's life or death.
It's life or death. And that's like when we went racing, 2 weeks ago or a week ago, we were out in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car at Palm Beach International Raceway. Mm-hmm. And we took it out. We had the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into the rally car with Gio. And it was us and a couple other cars, and a brand new Maserati was in front of us. And we came out of, I want to say we were coming down the backstretch. We were coming
in corner 10.
Yeah, we're coming into corner 10. He said, this guy's going to stuff it, man. He's going to stuff it. I'm telling you, watch what happens. And sure enough, Gio just plants the power. The car is sideways. Tires are smoking. And this guy just goes straight into the wall.
Oh, yeah. Right into it.
Unbelievable, huh?
Wasn't a brand new Maserati after that.
No.
So I still wonder, though, what do you do in a situation when you wreck your car at the track? You don't tell your insurance you wrecked it at the track.
You don't say she wrecked it at the track.
You couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
Appears you think they're going to cover that? I don't know if they cover insurance wrecking on track.
Well, we have a totally different commercial insurance policy that covers our race.
Well, this is true, but I'm just saying, like, when we actually go out, if we're running the Porsche, which is our street car, we've got those registered under the business, under the insurance. So it's like when you go run those things, you can't claim it at that point. Like, I don't think that insurance policies cover, hey, wreck, if you hit a wall at 120 on the track, that's your problem.
And it was so funny, too, because this particular guy got a question from somebody who just wrote in, but we're going to answer it in a second here. It was funny, too, because we were literally sideways, and Gio, to watch him heel toe the braking gas at the same time is beyond the realm of exciting, okay?
Yeah.
It's literally beyond the realm of exciting. And he came into that turn hot, man. I mean hot. And he's grabbing gears from third to second, dumping the clutch. I mean, he is working the car.
Yeah,
working. You can smell the brakes, smell the tires, the adrenaline's running. And he just identified, he said, the guy's going for the wall. That Maserati was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
The guy had blue masking tape on the Maserati logo and the plastic shrink wrap all over the front end because he didn't
for rock chips.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let me know how that worked out for him.
The rock chips were perfect, man. It was that wall hit that didn't count.
That's exactly what it was. It's just kind of crazy. So
yeah.
I mentioned that we had somebody by the name of Shelly out on the left coast of Florida listening to us. She is at a family reunion. Right. Okay. So talk about a small world.
So family reunions, either they go really well or they go really bad.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's one or the other, dude. You got to just pick the line and go with it.
You just have to pick. Even in the worst, of situations, I mean, you still have to make the best. You have to make the best of family gatherings, right?
Yes, this is true.
Don't you though?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes you just have to.
Suck it up, dude. I mean, when you're around, maybe you're around people you don't like, there's, you know, families all across the world deal with that problem. Some family members don't get together.
Yeah.
Some don't work together. Some have been burned by their own family.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't hate on that. Sometimes you just have to, somebody's got to be the bigger man and walk out and just keep on moving, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So we have Shelly over on the West Coast listening, okay?
And it looks like Greg Diaz learned what social media is again.
Yeah, doesn't it though? He comes up with some more excuses than I can, I mean, good night, Irene. We'll talk about that.
This guy.
Who's up front?
It's just Craig.
In the lobby?
He's looking at me with a hose in his hand and a,
Oh, boy. People just walk through the lobby to see the show and stuff like that. Anyways, Bob, so we have Shelly listening out on the west coast of Florida with her family, okay? And we gave a shout-out to Stacy on this coast of Florida, correct?
Okay. Right? I don't understand where you're going here, but just go.
I'm going to tell you. I'm
waiting.
So apparently, like Shelly is with her sister, Stacy.
I don't
and there's a Stacy on the west. So there's two Stacys listening right now. So good morning to all the Stacys out there today.
I feel like I don't know where you're going here.
Just saying, there's a lot of Stacys listening today.
Okay.
How's that?
If that's where you're going, I feel like you're going somewhere else, but I guess that works.
I don't know where I'm going. Sometimes I lead a misdirected life.
Yeah. True story.
That's a true story, Bob. People don't understand that I can screw it up pretty bad, man, sometimes.
I mean, you started off by controlling my volume knobs, and it clearly says your name above your switch.
Yeah, how about that? Ladies and gentlemen, we have Reggie Wynn from Turbinetics. I asked him to join us today. He is calling us out of California, where it is literally 6:25 in the morning there. Good morning, Reggie. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great, Reggie. I had the opportunity to talk to you last night. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Reggie Wynn from Turbinetics. Reggie Wynn and Turbinetics and Bubba have a very, very long-standing relationship. Turbinetics is a title sponsor of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. We are currently in the midst of another very serious SEMA build with Turbinetics. And Bubba, why don't you tell us a little bit about it? I know you don't want to give away all the specifics because you've got a lot of the products on the way. Shipped out this week, but another one of your vehicles will be featured with Reggie and Turbinetics at SEMA this year. And
Reggie Wynn, what up?
125.
Yo, what up, Bubba? How you doing, bro?
Yo, man, just cranking, dude. You know, I know you've talked to Dad a little bit, so we've just been over here, you know, getting our stuff done, getting that grind on, dude. And it's man, we got something super, super special coming to Turbinetics this year at SEMA. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we're super excited, man. SEMA is just around the corner, so I mean, it'll be here before you know it, and. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We have a huge display. We have a 20 by 80 booth that's located right outside.
Wow.
Of it's in the central hall right by GM, the General Motors booth. But, yeah, it always gets a lot of attention. A lot of celebrities come by. I mean, you guys have been there before. You know how we do it. When we go there, we do it real.
You don't play.
So, yep.
Yeah, we don't mess around. So, yeah, if you guys want to come out to the show, come check us out. But, yeah, we're going to have that killer Mustang. I don't want to give away too many details, but I'll let you take over from there, Bub.
Reggie, I'll tell you what, dude, I literally sat up last night. Okay. I'm throwing myself under the bus here. Cause I was just calling you out about sitting up about not getting the sleep and stuff. So I was sitting up last night doing some final designs on the Mustang, dude. I'm talking upholstery. We've got, Watson Racing. We're going to have the roll cage delivered to us, Reggie, Tuesday this week. I'll throw up some sneak peeks on that on Instagram. You can retag those things and push them out and move them around. But I'll tell you what, man, the interior is getting done over the top. And you know how we do here at BEM, dude. It's going to be completely clean, totally functional, really nasty looking, and just absolute mean, man. But I'll tell you, this thing is going to be all Turbonetics red. So it's, you know, the car is going to be gloss black. A lot of that fire engine red accenting everywhere. We got a lot of stuff coming in for the car right now. The wide body kit, the big brake kit. Custom cut 3-piece wheels and tires. I mean, you've seen this car at Simi Valley when we released it at Turbonetics Boosted Bash. The thing looked like an animal then. It's going to look amateur compared to what it's going to be at SEMA.
Yeah, definitely can't wait, man. We're going to be teaming up with our sister company. For those of you that don't know, Precision Turbo and Turbonetics, we're now a sister company. So the booth is going to have a lot of flavor, a lot of different things to look at. You're going to have turbos as large as like 2,500-pound turbos that are used to power either like cargo ships, tug boats, cruise ships. We're going to have some gen sets, a lot of cool cars. I mean, we're going to have the whole gamut of turbochargers there at the SEMA show. And just to have you guys there with your Mustang, it's going to be the trio on top of the Sunday there, man. We're really looking forward to it. I was really impressed. I mean, I think what most people don't really realize is they see all the stuff on Instagram. But that's one thing, and that car looks really good on Instagram and on social media. But when you actually see it in person, that thing just pops, man. I mean, it's you guys always take it to another level, so I'm just waiting to see what you're going to do for the SEMA show here.
Oh, thank you, Reggie. You have no idea, man.
It's special, man.
We know that, it's definitely a, it's an honor to be asked to not only be aligned with a company such as Turbinetics, Precision, Napier, but also to be asked to build the car for SEMA for the Turbinetics booth. Mm-hmm. That's you guys essentially putting your neck out there on the line for us here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And we're definitely not going to let you guys down. We're going to put this car out there, and it's going to be an absolute animal, sick, man. I mean, when you're going to have $100,000 into a Mustang EcoBoost 4-cylinder, that's a lot of money you're putting into one ride. It's going to set off right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I appreciate you coming on. I'm actually in the Pacific Ocean right now, headed out to go fishing, and just had to come up here where I can get some good service up in the wheelhouse and just give you guys a call real quick. But you guys have a great weekend. As always, I appreciate you guys having me on, and I'm sure we'll be in contact this week here.
No doubt about it. Reggie, we really love you, man. Thank you for all the years of sponsorship and being part of the success that is Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, man.
All good, man. Hey, you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Reggie. You too.
Bye-bye. Greg Netzer says, who is our personal assistant, just because your path is different doesn't mean you are lost. And thank you, Craig, for all your love and support. I appreciate it. Mike Jackson says, all the Saran wrap on the Maserati didn't help. No, it certainly didn't, Bub.
Can I touch on Craig's?
Yes.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
You want to touch Craig?
No. Number one, I have no idea what he's talking about. Number two, he has zero path.
Oh, really?
His path is just anything. Go. Just go.
Just go. Yeah, exactly. Just go.
He just moves, and wherever he goes and his feet take him or his face, whichever.
Yeah.
Is where he goes.
That's correct.
That's it.
But I can't yell at him. I can't. I was going to punch him right in the other face, side of his face the other day, but it turned out that the hose story was legitimate.
I don't know about this hose story.
He
dude.
Slipped. Yeah, he literally slipped and went down.
Probably because he wasn't drinking responsibly, though. Let's be real.
The monkey. Well, I know the. Hold on 1 second. Gio says he needs the call in number 714-242-5166 714-242-5166 and anybody can call in. We don't mind. The board is always open, and even though the lines get busy sometimes, I will pick up if we have a moment in the schedule. 714-242-5166. There you go, Gio. I just texted it to you. Gio Hammerback is the rally and race car driver. He's the manager of our the BEM Motorsports team. But we have a big announcement. Why don't we talk a little bit about
what is it?
The new sponsor we're bringing on board officially this week.
Well, what is it?
Well, you know what it is.
All right, I know what it is.
So please share it.
All right, so everybody knows that you know, especially in the motorsports arena, Red Bull is probably the largest name out there, right? So pretty much full domination on it. You know, everybody knows of the competitor, Monster Energy. It's that simple. You know, two of the biggest names in the industry when it comes to your energy drink and supplemental source.
That's correct.
So we were actually honored and blessed last week to be hooked up and sponsored now by Monster Energy. It's going to be insane. We're going to have this stuff all over every one of our rally cars, all over our track cars, all over our street cars. So when you guys see not only the BEM rides, you're going to see that Monster Energy. You'll know Team BEM's in the house.
Is it in the house? Now we're going to get it all over the touring trailer as well. Good morning, World Rally Champion and head of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team, Mr. Gio Hammerback. How are you today, Gio?
Good morning. Live from Sebring. I tell you what a day. It's going to be awesome.
How's it going at the track today, man? It's really good to talk to you, Gio. We haven't seen you this week. You've been real busy up north. It's not the same without you here. You bring a very wonderful presence to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and we can't wait to see you this week sometime. How are you doing up there today?
I'm doing great. But, yeah, I've been out of town getting sponsors lined up for next year's season, so I've been working hard.
Good, man. Very, very good. What's going on up at Sebring today?
So we're here with Hooked on Driving once again. A lot of nice rides here. Guys having fun. Breathless is here getting ready to take their race car, their Trans Am, out. So I got a couple ride-alongs I'm going to go on and doing some instructing today.
Oh, good, man. So you're going to be doing some instructing today, huh? Is Tony up there? One of our sponsors is Hooked on Driving. Is Tony up there with us?
Yes, he's here today. He's running around somewhere. I'm not sure where he's at the moment, but he's here on property.
What did they have you guys had the driver's meeting yet today?
Yep, that was at 8 o'clock this morning.
Right on, man.
Meeting, and then we had the driver's meeting.
Right on, man. Right on. How's everybody doing out at the track today?
They're awesome. Everybody's excited to be here. I mean, this is Sebring. This is where we have Le Mans.
What a track. A lot of cars out there today?
Yeah.
A lot of cars out there today?
Yes, there's a good turnout. Right on, man.
Did Tony with Hooked on Driving, did he bring the Mercedes out?
Yes, Mercedes is here. I don't know if he's taking it out today, but it is here.
All right.
So we have a variety of cars. There's GT cars, of course, some Porsche Cup cars. Even some Formula One stuff, like the Formula Atlantics and Formula Mazdas.
Okay. All right. How are the cars running up there today?
They're running pretty good. Group 3 is going out on the track right now. Of course, everybody knows Group 3 is the fast guys. So.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah. It's the fast guys. It's also the reckless guys.
This is true.
They can be. They're a little aggressive on the track.
Well, you know what? We get a little aggressive on the track. We were just talking about what it's like to be, what a thrill it's like to be with you. We're racing the 12th again, right, Gio? We're out on the track on the 12th. Yeah, is that correct?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. That's so right. You know, I would, if people want to go for a ride with our rally champion Gio, we will make sure that you can do that. That's no problem at all. We will ensure. And Gio loves Gio lives on the track. He will run himself so hard he'll get on the tour bus and literally fall asleep.
This is true.
Literally, just pass out from heat.
I know the
guy
from Thursday night sure had a good time.
Oh, did they really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow, man. Right on, man. Well, we do a lot. We run really hard. It's exhausting, man. When you guys have that race team on the road, people don't understand what a grind that really is, man. But when you guys are in the on switch, it's like we are with the entertainment side of the business, you know, the shows. That's when we come to life. That's what we really enjoy doing.
Yep. It all works together as a team. I mean, I'm living out of a backpack, and you guys are coordinating everything, and it all comes together as a good team.
It does, man. This is an amazing team. It really, really is an amazing team. There's a lot of love, a lot of very aggressive, busy times to do what we do. But, you know, you get out there and you enjoy it when you can. It takes a lot to do this, man. Gio, it's not easy, is it?
No, it's not. But you got to have the love and passion for it to succeed in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Because people don't know it's $3,000 to $5,000 every time you put that car on that track. Every time.
Yeah, it costs a lot, man. And we do a lot more than just one car. I mean, we typically run with three or four cars every time we run.
Not only that, we've got the tour bus out there. We've got the race rig out there. Yep. We've got the pit set up.
If people don't realize how much fuel you will go through, I mean, a car on the track will suck fuel.
Yeah.
And it's totally different too, G, because it's not like you're just running pump gas 93. You know, when we get out on the track, we run a lot of Sunoco or VP. I mean, we're running the 100, 110, 112 in some of the cars, depending on what our application is. The turbocharged cars running turbo fuel.
Yep.
You know, the high octane stuff, getting on there on the high compression rides. So I'll tell you what, man, it costs a lot when you take, you know, your standard gas is $2.50 a gallon. Now you run the race fuels, you're up in the $11, $12, $13, even $15 a gallon. So you can't even fill your tank at $150 just to do, you know, 6-8 laps. So you can blow through $1,000 in fuel in one day.
Yep.
Easily.
Yep.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah. No, it sure doesn't, man. And by the way, all the stuff's on the way, Gio, for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang. All the sponsors got that stuff coming this way. So we're going to be bump and grind mode now, trying to get ready for SEMA.
That's awesome.
It's going to be fun, man.
Which kind of sucks, G, because now that car is off the road until SEMA.
Yeah, we will, man. That's going to be a fun time to have the whole team out there, man. Holy
shit. I'll tell you what, though. Here's what I may end up doing. We'll have to coordinate this and see what we can do with Reggie having an in at SEMA. Man, gee, could you imagine that car? You know the build design and plan of that car. Could you imagine taking that thing out from the Turbonetics booth last day of SEMA, rolling the car outside, and then you getting on the Ford Performance track with Vaughn Gittin Jr. and see how you perform next to his Mustang as well in the BEM Mustang.
Well, they've got the rally course, the drift course.
That's what I'm saying,
too. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, dude. That would be insane.
They have a couple courses. They got at least three or four courses the last time I was there, set up for tire testing and all sorts kind of things going on.
Oh yeah. We could turn this into something.
We could. We certainly do it. Then let me get out there and drift.
No, we're not. We got to get the car home.
Well.
Yeah.
Cars, you can hear the cars. Yes, but you can hear the cars running behind you there, Gio, in the background.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay in a spot where it's quiet, but it ain't working out too good.
Is Greg with you today?
Yeah, Greg just got here a little bit ago.
Kick him in the balls. I'm glad he's up there, man. And you guys have a really safe day up there, Gio. Really, be safe up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people are excited that we're here. So everybody looks forward to when we come out, and I know Franco gave me special privileges with some of the other clients, so it's all good. Everybody's excited we're here.
Well, keep doing Facebook updates for the fans to see. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody go out there. Gio will be putting up Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race updates on Facebook, and you'll see them. And it's a lot of fun. Gio takes great pictures. He captures a lot of action because he's a driver.
Yep, I will. When I get the chance, I'll post up some of the cars that are here and some of the activities we're doing.
Nice. Hey, where's Greg? Is Greg close to you?
No, he's around the corner someplace.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Ask him.
I got him working.
Ask him. Good, man. Good. Have him walk out in the middle of the track, would you please? And just stand there with his eyes closed.
There you go.
There you go, buddy. Okay, Gio, you have a great day out there racing. Thank you for representing the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team. Thank you for being the driver, and thank you for being part of this family, man.
You bet. Glad to do it.
All right. Take care, buddy. Have a good day now.
You too. Yep.
Bye-bye.
See you, G.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, the World Rally Champion, Mr. Gio Hammerback, the head of our race and rally team, Bub.
Really, really cool stuff.
How about that, man?
He's going to get out there and have just a freaking awesome day, man. Out at Sebring, the weather up there I know is beautiful. He's got the rides lined up. He's just going to get that car out there and just freaking run wide open throttle.
Right on, man. Right on. Anthony Mastriani, longtime friend of this family, man. He said, big boy, Bub. Yeah, he's big, isn't he, Anthony? Good morning, Anthony. By the way, Anthony, I have not talked to Nick. I called him, I want to say about a month ago when he had returned from New York. You know what was going on up there. He came back down here. I checked in on him. He was doing okay. I haven't heard from him since. How is Nick doing? Anthony, if you could shoot me over a text and let me know. Jackie Herrera. Good morning to Jackie Herrera. Do you know who that is, Bub?
I do not. I do. Either. I possibly do.
Do you? Who is that?
I have to look. Okay. Last name doesn't sound familiar.
She says, good morning. So happy to see you doing well. You've always worked so hard and have been passionate your whole life. Keep it up. Well, Jackie, those are very, very kind words. Thank you so much. Yes, Bub works like an animal. We all work very hard here, and it's how we got to be where we are today. So,
yes.
Right, Bub?
A lot of hard work, dude. A lot of hard work. It pays off in the end sometimes.
I was talking to the gentleman that owned the Alfa Romeo, the 4C you did yesterday.
Yes. By the way, dude, that thing was an animal.
Okay. So why don't
we never finished talking about that car. You cut me off on that one.
Okay. So let's finish that conversation as
I'm kind of done with it.
So Anthony says, big time, Nick is doing well, healing great, had another baby girl. Right on, Anthony. Congratulations to the Mastriani family. That makes me feel good, man. They had another little kid. But apparently his brother's still a pain in the ass, though. I'm sorry, Anthony. I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, that's funny.
But that is one hell of a good family, man.
Yeah.
The whole Mastriani family is just a great group. They give me chills, man. They're just good people, solid people, because they're loyal.
Yep.
They're dedicated, and they'll always cover your back, man.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, the Mastriani family is the developers and designers of Harborside.
Powerhouse people.
In Jupiter, Florida. This is the largest complex sitting on the water on the Intercoastal Way that has everything you could possibly imagine in terms of food, drinks, parking, the atmosphere, the amphitheater, everything you can imagine. Literally a place you can go any day you wanted to. And just hang out.
The Wyndham Grand is there. Tiger Woods' restaurant is there. Yep. Tiger Woods lives right on across the street on the island where Alan Jackson, Celine Dion, Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
You know, all the celebrities live right there.
Yep.
Rod Stewart, all of them live right there. And the Mastrianis, so you know, they took heat from the beginning. I'll share a little backstory with you guys. We met them on the eve of the Burt Reynolds Museum being pushed over.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in there. We brought the girls down. We went in. And Anthony was with his friend. Now this goes back some years.
I was going to say that's probably 5-6 years already now, huh?
Yeah. It was a long time, but that tells you how dedicated that family is, man. When you're a friend of them, they stick behind you. And we were there, we were at the Burt Reynolds Museum, and tears had filled my eyes because it had closed. Well, they allowed us, they recognized us from the first show, and they said, come on, man, we're pushing it over tomorrow, but you guys come on. We're going to let you in. And we collected some of the memorabilia that was not collected by the Burt Reynolds Museum and removed. It is on display here at the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports administrative offices at 506 Commerce Way in Jupiter, Florida. It's the last remaining pieces of the museum that are actively displayed currently. Mm-hmm. And they redeveloped the area and what to what is now known as Harborside. And the idea behind it was not only giving land going people a beautiful place to be, but to bring the celebrities in off the island to a very nice place, a very upscale place.
I mean, it's the only one of its kind.
It's beautiful.
There is none of that.
They did a
going
stunning job
all the way down from here to Miami. You don't have this.
That's right. And it was $180 million complex. They did it using a variety of means to accomplish the task. It was brilliancy at its best. And then they started taking on fire from the city, the very town that encouraged them to do it. And
well, this is typical, is it not?
Yeah, well, we've had it happen before. And the strength of this family, the Mastriani family, has said, we don't die. We won't back down. And no matter what has been thrown at them, no matter what ball has been thrown at them, that family has stood behind each other and fought every legal struggle that could possibly come. And they have given the community a beautiful, beautiful development in which to come retail shopping, dine, and take your boat and dock and have a beautiful day.
You know what's missing from that place? Hate to say it.
You and me.
Anthony Mass, Nick Mass, Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Miss Outlaw
Just
Boutique.
Saying.
MS Outlaw Boutique.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, no, I agree, Bob. So it's a really good group of people. Everybody check out Harborside. And just H-A-R-B-O-U-R side in Jupiter, Florida. Check it out. And I think you guys will be blown away when you see it. It's a really
We should
really
probably also talk to them. I didn't even think about it till now, but we ought to talk with Anthony and Nick about possibly getting Monkey in Paradise in over there.
We could.
A lot of potentials over there.
We could, because they do high-end exotic shows.
Very high-end,
car shows.
Yep, very high-end.
They do car shows over there. Everything from the exotics to the classic cars.
Line those streets with probably $1 billion worth of cars.
Yeah,
that'd be an insane night right there.
Yeah, people don't understand. Maybe we'll talk to Nick and Anthony, and we'll bring the rally team out and put it on display and the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. Our rally team, Bob, is just killing it in terms of exposure and attention it's getting. People love the setup, man.
I just wish the rally car wasn't always wrecked. We actually did have our co-pilot, which is one of the founders of Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We actually had him out in the seat of that car at the firm, which is a rally cross event. So this is on-road, off-road. You literally go from, I'm talking 100 plus miles an hour on asphalt to, I mean, a 90 degree turn in loose dirt. Yeah. So you are talking some insane adrenaline packed stuff. Car got wrecked.
Mm-hmm. Of course it did. It gets wrecked every time it goes out.
So now we've got to fix it before it hits the track again.
Something happens every time it goes out, doesn't it?
Every time, man. But that, hey, you know what? If it doesn't happen, you're not running that car hard enough. You got to run it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy, man. How that car just gets banged on, man. But that BMW holds up, man. It's a bulletproof vehicle, isn't it?
Oh, dude, the M3 series, man, we've got something up our sleeve that's going to release for this season of racing coming out in 2018. We have a custom car on order right now that is going to just take over. I'm telling you, take over the racing circuit. Yeah. Once we get it, we've got it built to spec. We put it on the BEM team. It's going to be insane, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Everybody better look out, because I know when Gio gets behind the wheel of that car, it's a game over for a lot of people out there.
We'll talk to Anthony. He wants to discuss a little bit, but we'll talk to Anthony. We could literally mobilize the entire Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team, get it out there, put it on display like we did when we headlined the Cars and Coffee show this weekend. God dang it, man. Our tour bus was packed, but people want to see the inside of the bus and see where we live while we're on the road and see how it all takes place. And it's just crazy, man.
Just a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I mean, we've got our hands on a lot of different pieces of the business in the motorsports world right now. You know, being hooked up now and sponsored by Monster Energy is a really, really big one. You know, that's something that you can definitely throw right on your shoulder and just wear proudly. And, you know, we've got that going on. All the guys in Monkey in Paradise, Premium Vodka, you know, serious, serious stuff. Those go kind of hand in hand together only because it's new.
You know what, man?
It's, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that do your traditional you know, Red Bull vodkas, let's just call it what it is. Yep. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that's been a really traditional thing for probably 10, 15 years.
Yep.
But you know what, man, it's, you know, you move up and you've got this new level coming in, this new top dog, this animal that's coming through energy, you know, Monster Energy is bringing out.
And they're putting their name with Bubba's.
20, 25, 30 different flavors.
It'll be here this week.
You can put in to your MIP cocktail. Yep. Absolutely insane. As smooth as it gets, going to be amazing time. So every time we do these VIP cocktail parties, we do a lot of with releases with vehicles around here, with, you know, the McLaren dealerships, with Lamborghini, with Porsche, you know, a lot of high-end companies out there. They asked us to come out and unveil these cars, release these cars. We have a lot of fun doing it, and it's no better than having an MIP sponsor the entire event.
It's going to be crazy, Bub. It's really, really going to be crazy. It's big things. You know, when you've got a company as big as Monster, and we've been looking for the right energy sponsor for a lot of years, when you've got Monster saying they want to align themselves with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, it doesn't get any bigger than that, man.
No, pretty solid.
Yeah, it's pretty solid, Bub. And it's funny, too, because we are actual users of the product and have been using Monster energy drinks for years and years, man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's big. Anthony did say he's going back and forth with us. Anthony now took over Harborside, Bub. I don't know if you know that, but he physically took it over.
Wow.
So he's doing a lot of things now to liven it up, change some of the dynamics of it. And that's cool because it's only been there for 3 years.
Yeah.
And now, 2-3 years, and now he goes in and changes this top shelf venue and revamped it. You know, it's going to be a new face of the business. It's going to look different again. So that's how you continue to do that. He said he'll.
Well, yeah, you have to. I mean, in anything, in any business, you have to continue to grow and to expand and to change. If you just stay the same, it's going to get boring and it's going to get old. I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just saying that's just business models and nature. You know, you always have to change. You have to evolve. And, you know, they're always switching up with a different event, something new going on. You know, always throwing some sort of flair to it. And that's just what continues to draw the crowds through the door. And you have to have that.
Right. I think we're going to see Nick, Anthony this week. I know I was talking to Nick. He bought a couple cars at Barrett Jackson that needed some attention. I told him, get them in here. We'll take care of them. They're car guys, too. But most of all, they're businessmen and they're family members and they're lions with us. And they're just good people, man. They're good people. He said we can move Layla over there. That'd be great to move the boutique over there. We'd be glad to do that. Put Miss Outlaw Boutique over there. That'd be really, really fun. Just a lot.
I mean, having a waterfront store doesn't get much better than that in Palm Beach County. You just can't ask for any more than that.
How could you possibly hate Florida?
Like mid-20s, you know, mid to late 20s and owning a business, a multi-million dollar successful business and being on waterfront property. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. You couldn't ask for much more. You got to play your cards right at that point. You know, and just keep pushing forward with strength. And that's a solid lifestyle to live.
Anthony says, I'll never forget that day. You guys are great friends. Well, thank you, Anthony. You're very, very special to us, as is your dad and your brother, Nick, your wives and children. So, yes, it was a good day when they took us through the Burt Reynolds Museum.
Yeah, really
those
fun.
Those items are still on display here, Bub. I'll never forget.
This is true. They are.
Yeah. Those items at 506 Commerce Way in Jupiter, Florida, you're welcome to come see them in the administrative offices. I'll never forget that day. We sat down and we were in the remains of the Burt Reynolds Museum, the hallowed ground. You could hear the ghosts of Hollywood walking through there. And Burt Reynolds, by and large, is known mostly for his Smokey and the Bandit series, but his acting career spanned much more than that.
Yeah, huge. I mean, all the way up to, I mean, just the past year, 2 years, he was still playing major roles in movies. So it's, I mean, you have to understand this guy, I mean, let's be honest, he lived a really hard life. I mean, he ran wide open throttle all the time. He had a lot of fun, big partier, you know, did super fun things. He's been around, he's been with plenty of people.
Yep.
And he's just been a total success since. I mean, he was in his early 20s. The guy's been a total stud. And, you know, just his signature laugh throughout, you know, 60 plus years of show business is a long time, dude.
Thank you, Bub. That's really very long complimentary. Time. He's a man who did his own stunts. That's what's so cool about it. And his body has taken a toll. You know, people see him today and say he's old and broken. Well, Jesus Christ, if you did a third of what that man did and you were Hollywood's leading man for a record 5 years in a row, something that's never before happened and hasn't happened since. And you know what? God bless that man. He's still out there. He's 82 now, Bub. We see him every once in a while. We live right very close to him, where the other celebrities live on the island. He's actually on the Tequesta side, the intercoastal side of the island.
Yeah.
And his place is called Valhalla, just like in California. And it's a beautiful place. He has, you turn right down his gated driveway and you know, meander down a few hundred yards and there's his big house sitting right there on the intercoastal waterway.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Yes or no answer.
Yes.
Don't shoot around it. Yes or no. Have you driven into his front gate?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So moving on.
It was not intentional.
I was just curious. I just needed an answer for that one. I feel like there was some truth there, but.
Well, they opened it for me after I did that.
No, you pushed it open.
Well, kind of.
You're like paparazzi. I'm coming.
He still drives black cars today.
He does.
Yes, he does. Lexus, actually. He drives a Lexus. Actually, Todd drives him around. So Todd's good people too.
So tomorrow, check this out. So this just in from Monkey in Paradise. So tomorrow downtown, you've been there, a place called Copper Blues, right?
Copper Blues. I love that place,
man. So really cool setup. You know, super fun atmosphere, the environment. There's an outdoor, you've got an outdoor seating area, kind of an outdoor bar. You've got multiple indoor bars. Now their specialty, this place, Copper Blues, yep, is known for not only their fun food, their fun atmosphere, their fun environment, but also behind the main bar inside is actually a stage that's raised probably a foot above, yep, the rest of the bars and tables.
Yep.
So there's always, every day, there's a new band that plays live, anything you could possibly imagine, everything, mm-hmm, from blues to jazz to classic to covers, you know, anything you could possibly imagine. And tomorrow is actually considered Omelet, right? So this is an all-day event that's going to be a brunch-sponsored event that is going to be all Monkey in Paradise. So it's literally Bottomless Mimosas and Bloody Marys, all Monkey in Paradise premium vodka, super, super smooth. Probably going to be a lot of wasted people by 12, just saying.
I'll bet there are. The monkey's going to be loose.
But right? It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be loose.
You know what's really funny, too, is I actually had, and now keep in mind, people, Monkey in Paradise premium vodka was just voted by the San Francisco World Spirits Competition a double gold.
Double gold.
It is the world's best vodka.
Yep.
All the way across the entire world. Number one. Yep. They held it down two times. This stuff comes on so, so, so smooth. Ugh. You can literally put it with water. You can put it with orange juice, with cranberry, with club anything. Sodas, anything you could possibly imagine you would want to mix cocktails with. And it is amazingly smooth. But you have to be careful. Truly, you have to be careful with it because it comes on really strong. It says 80 proof.
Yep.
Really heavy when it sneaks up on you, but it's super smooth going down. So you got to monitor yourself really, really closely. One or two careful. And you're perfectly fine.
Got to be careful. I want to remind everybody, the town of Lake Park on Sunday, November 12th is the 12th annual Vets Day show right here. We have it. And that is going to be, if you're in the South Florida area, you should stop in and check this show out. It's the Vets Day show Sunday, November 12th. At Kelsey Park. There's going to be a lot of fun things going on. It's a good show. It's a good time. Mike the Striper puts it on, and he has a really, really, really good time. So you guys need to check that out. You know, it's going to be a good time, man. Every year they do that. So, you know, it's a lot of good stuff taking place down here in South Florida. You know, but a lot of good stuff.
Hey, I just got a question in from Larry Williams. Yes, Larry, we have done a lot. By the way, good morning to Larry.
Good morning, Larry, out there in Georgia. Larry, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who Larry is, he owns an upholstery. Sunnyside Trim Shop up in Georgia. Congratulations, Larry, by the way, on the new digs, man. Right on, bro. I think comparatively, there are two of the best. There are two very, very, very upholstery people in the business. And that happens to be Larry and Greg, our upholsterer. The two of these guys have the most talented set of skills you'll ever, ever meet in people. And I mean, Larry can take anything from an old, I mean, just a beat up POS from the 50s, or he can do a straight up SEMA showstopper, Bob. And he just does amazing work, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, congratulations, number one, to Larry. I know, again, just watching businesses grow is super, super fun. It's exciting. It's really nice knowing that, Larry, you've got the success to move forward and build that strength. Really cool for you. You know, super, super excited. I don't even know what I was freaking going on. What was I going at here, dude?
You were talking about a couple things. You're going a couple different
directions. What was I talking about, man? Blank, flatlined. Here we go.
First of all, you were talking about. Start me off. You were talking about, you were congratulating him on the success of his new place up there.
Did that.
And then you started going into the quality of the work he does and puts forth.
Did that, but what else? Oh, I was answering his questions.
That's correct.
Larry Williams' question was something about, I can't see it anymore. It was something about, have we ever done hydro dipping? Yes.
Yes.
So what I do here in-house as well, Larry, is a lot of hydrographics, hydro dipping, most people consider it. This is all water-based. There's a lot of solvents and chemicals you use to do this stuff. Multiple step process, fairly easy to do, not bad as long as, again, you follow the instructions, which, Larry, I'm sure you can very easily do.
Yep.
Seeing the quality of work you do and knowing how thorough you truly are. There are a lot of companies out there that sell, you know, do-it-yourselfer kits, DIYs, or also just big, doing incredible stuff.
Yep.
You know, doing full dash panels, doing a lot of, you know, for your case, doing upholstery stuff. Let's say some of like the newer model GMs, you do a lot of that burl wood, you do a lot of the smoke style granite and carbon, all things that are truly possible. You can literally dip these things in anything you can imagine. I mean, I'm talking like camos, yep, and, you know, color graphic, whatever you could possibly imagine. And then you can literally clear coat them with a very high end PPG clear, whatever your preference may be. And then you can absolute mirrors, not hard to do. We've done a lot with it, especially when you're doing a lot of these restorations that require some sort of wood grain.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. By Miss Outlaw Boutique, the finest in boutique apparel. Miss Outlaw Boutique at 1200 Town Center Drive, Abacoa, Florida, Jupiter, Florida, Bub 33458 561 660 6695. Monkey in Paradise, the premium social vodka. Monkey in Paradise remind you to please drink responsibly. We don't want nobody hurt out there. TonyRienzi.com. Tony Rienzi, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. Right, Bub? 10 seconds left. We're going to jump out of here, Bub. Until next week.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
That's it. We're out of time. That does it for this edition of Doing It, Bubba style. If you want to see the very latest Bubba and Tom have going on, visit their website at BubbasCustomCars.com. That's BubbasCustomCars.com, where you will be linked to all of their social media as well. If you'd like to talk to Bubba and Tom live during the show, call in every Saturday morning at 714-242-5166 between 9 and 9:30 a.m. That's 714-242-5166. Make sure you sit out every day to touch somebody's life in a positive manner. And until next time, keep on doing it Bubba style.